thank you, Ambassador Gill, and I want to thank you for organizing this panel and to thank the panelists. I thought this was an extremely interesting conversation. Our government has done a lot of thinking about the topics that have been discussed this afternoon, many of which are reflected in the working paper that we submitted to the DGE. I was especially struck by the discussion on self-driving vehicles, and certainly understanding the differences that the ambassador from Brazil pointed out, I think there are also a lot of similarities between autonomous weapons and self-driving vehicles. They both have incredibly complex coding. They both present certain challenges in terms of testing and verification. They both have the potential to provide a humanitarian benefit in terms of saving lives. And they also have the potential to have lethal effects if they malfunction. So in many ways, there are a lot of similarities. Mr. Bento, you spoke a lot about the need to promote innovation while also protecting safety. And I think we are kind of in a similar situation here with respect to laws. We want to promote innovation consistent with the objectives and purposes of the treaty, also keeping in mind, of course, humanitarian considerations. And so I think there might be a lot of lessons to be learned from the approaches that have been taken with respect to self-driving cars. So I was hoping that you might be able to talk a little more about or provide some examples of approaches that you thought were especially helpful in maximizing this balance or in lessons that have been learned over the past 5-10 years that would be especially relevant to our work. Thank you.